Good afternoon, beautiful listeners of Eagle FM. The time is 31 minutes past 2, and you are listening to the Afternoon Breeze with me, Francina Pavo, joined by my colleagues, my co-host, Francina and Tuli. So, today, what are we talking about?
I think you have left something. Merry Christmas to you, listeners.
And I hope you guys are having a wonderful Christmas day. I hope you guys are with your loved ones at home, sharing the beautiful, wonderful gifts here and there. I know some started already yesterday with their Christmas and,
It's Christmas.
And it went down. Yes. So we are all home, except some of us. You are home, obviously.
People are home. Apparently, those that are working on Christmas Day, we must come and extend our education, apparently.
Oh, wow. But anyways, guys, I hope you guys are enjoying your Christmas Day with your loved ones. And I hope it goes well, you know. And yes, so you are listening to the Afternoon Breeze, and that's what Francina said, joined by, we are co-hosting with her, including Tuli,
and
we'll
host.
Be taking you, yes, we'll be taking you until the hour of 3:30, and if you find yourself, you don't have a radio next to you, or you aren't in the car where there's a radio or so, you can follow us on our Eagle FM app, and you could also catch up on our shows that have been happening throughout the day, throughout the year, on our website. That's now www.eaglefm.com, and you can enter any date that you wish you want to listen to that you have missed up on. And yes, so for today, like she asked, what we have for you guys today is respect and disrespect. So that's what we're going to focus on today. And I hope you guys pick up something, or if you have anything that you want to add to what we are going to have for you guys today. Listeners, you are more than welcome to call us in studio. That's 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Over to you, Francina.
Okay. Respect. What is respect? If somebody had to ask now, people are just hearing respect. Is it the same respect I'm just hearing? We must just respect my mother, my father, my big sister, my big brother. But actually, respect has a definition. Respect is actually just showing consideration and values to someone's feelings and traditions or rights. It's all about treating others with kindness, listening to them and being mindful, considering other people's feelings. It doesn't matter whether they are rich, poor, old, small,
young,
as long as you consider their feelings.
You know, this is the time where you find yourself now,
gathered around different people, you know. It's holiday time. It's a holiday time, and you come across different people. All those that are older than you, younger than you, and so many things happen. So many things go on, and there's a time where now some fail to show the respect. You know, you consider, because now obviously when it's holiday time, and there's, you come across people living a different standard, or now you look at them and you be like, ah, this one, you respect them according to who they are or where they stand, or same.
You know, most when you go to the villages now, the Windhoek people, or like people from the south, are actually going to the north, and there's those the rich aunties, and then they'll be like, the even if the person is older than her, she'll be like, ah, Moses akatare ngutomia, but the person is actually those unemployed uncles.
And you know, let's not forget about the ice. You know, you are being sent to go get ice. If you want a cold drink, go get ice. Or if you want this, go get ice.
Mm.
You are being looked for. You know, you don't even have the fear of sending someone that's older than you in a yes, you can send a person that's older than you, but in a respectful manner.
Mm.
You will find someone that's calling, and a ways, Tate Joseph.
They don't even
you're even saying tate.
They are saying, where is Joseph?
Yes.
When you compare their
age. Where, what are you busy with? Mm. I have been looking for you here. Go get ice. Mm. People are here, they want to drink.
To drink.
You see? Because of what you have and where you stand.
Mm.
But you aren't looking at, who is this person? You know?
Mm.
It doesn't mean because this person is living a life that's, how can I put this? A life that's a struggling life, or someone that's trying to make a living out of their own life and all that, and then you take that as it's someone that's useless or so. No. They are not happy where they are, but it's just life that, you know, it's life. So we have to accept and respect no matter where they stand or what they do.
Yeah.
And obviously we're not just focusing on respect, but also disrespect.
Yeah. We also have to give the, what is disrespect? Is disrespect just insulting or beating an older person? What is the definition? If you have to put it in your own words now, what do you think disrespect is?
In my own opinion, I think disrespect is when you are treating a person without love, dignity, or politely. Like when you were supposed to say thank you are just saying, just drink or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That I think that's disrespect.
Okay, yeah, that is actually correct. In if we have to add on what Tulis just said, ma'am, respect, disrespect is actually just to discredit or to just ignoring someone, eh? Like you are not considering their feelings, eh? So. Now, when you want to be respected, you actually have to show something. Eh? Mm-hmm. So, what are actually the qualities, or what can you do for somebody to respect you? Like, do you need to do something? Do you need to have a lot of money? Do you need to, what can you, like?
You know, sometimes you don't have to have something for you to be respected.
Mm-hmm.
Respect is just something in general. You just have to respect the person. Whether they have something or not, whether they're educated or not,
mm-hmm.
just respect.
Mm-hmm.
It's a must to respect the person. No matter who they are in life, where they stand in life,
mm-hmm.
respect doesn't come with anything.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with zero.
Uh-huh.
So for you, it's just for you to, it's now you that has to use your own mind.
Uh-huh.
If you are matured enough to know that this, I need to respect this person. And even the small kids, we need to respect them. Doesn't mean because you're an elder, you disrespect this child.
Mm.
You know, it's a human, as long as you're a human being, even animals, you need to respect them.
Yeah.
So you have to respect this. And you know, some parents or adults, we hardly respect the kids because you are a whole grown person. You are not showing the respect towards the child. And do you think this child will also want to respect you back? No. And sometimes, there are also some kids now that disrespect adults because of what? Sometimes because of what they see the adults do in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or what they hear from their parents, what they are saying about them.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes also, parents need to consider what they say in front of the kids.
Yeah.
You will be here gossiping about someone or saying something about someone, and this child will be like, auntie or uncle, who, or my cousin. No, me to respect her. I hear she's out there drinking with different men every day at the club.
Yeah.
The uncle who meets her there, she's different people every time. She's never home. I hear she's failing modules left, right, and center.
Mm.
So because of that, and you now also as a child, you are maybe at varsity also. You hear that, but because now, you know, at varsity you find someone that's 30, 40 years, 50 years,
uh-huh.
still studying because age, education has no limit, you know, in terms of age.
Mm.
And you now that's a whole 20-year-old child has come to varsity, and you are now in the same year with your auntie or uncle or someone that you know of that's 10, 20 years older than you.
Mm-hmm.
And now because you hear they have been, or maybe you found them there.
Mm-hmm.
You found them there, and they have models that are behind and all that, because of what you hear now from the adult speaking from home, mm-hmm. you take that as, me to respect her or me to respect him. For what? If she's busy or he's busy failing modules there and all that. So sometimes, we need to consider of who to respect also. You know, mm-hmm. Sometimes you find, a child who now, go to school,
mm-hmm.
and they hear that this teacher has done something. That's why, like I said at the beginning, you have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you speaking or talking about this person?
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying and where are you saying it?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you'll be wondering, you know, you'll find some parents like, you know, the parents will be like, anoka noka din nange penyaka.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be wondering, but why does this kid suspect me? Obviously there's something. It's either the things you do in front of the child or what they've heard of you. Maybe they heard something about you and they do that. Or it's just in general, maybe the way they were raised or, you know, the raising up or something. But there's just something that's making that child to disrespect you. Because no child will just come that day, he comes at your house, or you get to know person that week or that month, and then no respect all of a sudden. Just someone that, there has to be something behind.
Mm-hmm. So basically, I feel like most of the people, have this mindset of like, I only have to respect those that have money. Because mm-hmm. I can say, oh, auntie, send me the 100.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, if the uncle is not able to even send a 50, they won't respect them. But that's a wrong mindset. Because
mm-hmm.
we must teach the kids from the beginning that every human being deserves respect.
Whether old, young, poor, rich, doesn't matter.
Respect all humankind, because we are one. One Namibia, one nation.
Not only about one Namibia, one nation, but obviously worldwide. We are all one. Yes, white, orange, whatever color you are.
You know Moses.
Whatever human form you are in.
You know Moses, these yellow bone girls now.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like they walk on top of water now. They feel like everyone must respect me because I'm a yellow bone. No, everyone deserves respect. What do you think, Dule? Do we need to separate people, like to put people in categories?
No, I think we must not do like that. Because there's no difference between, like, we must just respect people for mm-hmm. who they are, mm-hmm. whether they have money or they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone deserves respect.
Mm-hmm. So, now, what do you guys think are the causes of disrespect? Like, is it the upbringing of the child? Is it the society that we live in? Some can blame it on social media. What do you guys think?
Okay. There's so many things that the reasons to why you find yourself being disrespected
mm-hmm.
personally. Sometimes it's emotional maturity.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't have boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. you don't let people know who you are, like the limits, you know, to your personal life, or to just in general your boundaries. Sometimes you have to show them that no, this is where we end in terms of this.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes also the lack of communication, you know, communicating to them of who, what type of person you really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't communicate to people that what you like, what don't you like, and all the sorts of things,
mm-hmm.
they won't know. And they'll think you are fine with it. Now you'll be like, somewhere speaking behind the bush, like, guys, I don't like the way Francina behaves towards me.
So she has no, like, you feel yeah, like she has if no, somebody disrespects you, you should mm-hmm. show them and yes. be like, yeah, no, you cannot tell me this.
Yes. And mm-hmm. sometimes you may be too accommodative.
Mm-hmm.
You don't show them, you know, when they take advantage of your kindness. Mm. They take advantage of you as softy, you don't talk, you are quiet. So they feel like you are fine with it.
You are actually giving them
They'll feel like it's fine. To you yourself, it's hurting, like, you know, they don't respect me. So, but to them, they feel like, she's fine with it. She hasn't complained. She hasn't said anything about this. Mm-hmm. So then she's sitting right with it. She's sitting fine with it. She has no issue about the way we are going on with her and all that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but do you know that sometimes if you are too soft, the people be like, that one, I can tell her whatever I want, she won't say anything. And then if you now start speaking up, they'll be like, now who does she think she is? You know, you cannot, this humankind, it's a very, what's the word? Now the English is disappearing. Yeah. You know, you don't know whether to be on their side or not. The softer you are, the more they disrespect you. The harsh you are, they'll feel like, no, who does she think she is?
And, you know, sometimes the reason why this also happens, if the way of you being too much soft on, you know, even if you do something, or if they do something towards you, They won't have the fear or be scared.
Yeah.
Even if they break your glass or they break something of yours, or they just misplaced something of yours, or just did something bad that's connected to you or something, they'll be like, it's fine, she will understand. But she's, and you know the way they will approach you, there's those people when they know that you are a soft person or you are a quiet person, and then you come, and then they have done something wrong, maybe they broke a glass of yours, a plate of yours, just something of yours that's so much valuable, and you come, the way they will tell you how they broke it or what they did to it, they won't tell you, the way they are saying it, it's like as if they are fine with it, like it's something normal, it's fine, it won't hurt your feelings, you know? Though, sometimes you won't even speak, you wait for the person to ask.
That, before we move on, like, there's this trending video on TikTok, that is, it's actually, apparently it's an unemployed uncle, it's in South Africa now. Now, people bought those MRs of ice cream, was the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they told him to take ice cream, and then he took in these long glasses now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the family members made a video now, shaming him. Now, some people now, because now it's kind of like a debate. Some people are saying the people are disrespecting him because he's not employed. Yeah? But the way they are throwing in shade, it's not nice.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are actually saying, you don't know the pain of living with an unemployed person.
Yes.
Now there, if you are in that situation, what could you have done now? Let me say you are the one that bought the ice cream now.
Uh-huh.
And the person is unemployed, he's living under a roof.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to be throwing shade or what?
Obviously no.
Mm-hmm.
Because even you yourself, to be where you are, you didn't know anything.
Mm.
You didn't know how to eat ice cream. If you are eating ice cream from a cone, you eat the ice cream off and throw away the cone because you didn't know that a cone is eaten.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you saw someone chewing it or unless you were told that you eat up everything.
Yeah.
But everything that you are doing, most of the things that you are doing or most of the things that you know now, you also didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to learn it from someone or you have seen it or you decided, let me Google about it and see how I can do about this. So no one is perfect. The best way is to correct this person. You know, this person sometimes is an elder to you. Instead of showing the respect and being remorseful and all that to this person and talk to them and they know this is how it's done. You want the person to be a laughing stock.
Yeah.
You want the person to be embarrassed.
Mind you,
sometimes it's also you yourself it's you become the laughing stock.
Yeah.
Because this person is under your roof. People will be laughing at you like, so Francina, she's just living with an unemployed person like this. Or not really unemployed. She's fine with the way this person is behaving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how is it possible she's living with this same person, but look at her. You know, I would be embarrassed.
Yeah,
I'm out there trying to live the life of the perfect life, but then there's someone that I'm living with that's struggling with everything. You know, if you are out, you go out with a person that doesn't know how to use a fork and a knife. They put the knife on the left, they put the fork on the right, you know, and all that. All they don't even know where to start. Now, instead of you like, no, we'll be going out soon, let me teach you from home how to do this. Now you feel like it's the, I don't care if he or she knows, because, you know, you have that fear of, if I get to this person to learn or to know about all this, what if this person overcome or overtakes me in life? You know, the jealousy. Yeah. Yes, also jealousy is one of the things. So instead of you sitting down, taking through this person everything, and then if you go in public, there won't be a whole embarrassment. You feel like, I don't care. But you forgot that if people know that you are related to this person that you are with in public, or they know you guys live together, they will laugh at both of you. And you, if you don't feel ashamed or embarrassed when you are with someone that you live with in public and they do something embarrassing and it doesn't hurt you or something, then I don't know what's wrong with you. Because you would feel bad. Imagine even you seeing a stranger, something happening in public towards a stranger, or a stranger doing something in public, and you yourself, you don't know this person, this stranger that you see there, and something happens or they do something embarrassing. Maybe they are out, they went out with the family, it's a dinner table, or they're eating, and the way they're eating is not the table manners and all that. You feel embarrassed. You even ask yourself, huh? This person, was she or he or not corrected at home? Or how do they go out with someone that doesn't even know? At least as opposed to at least train the person at home that, no, when you're out there, you use a fork and a knife like this. When you are done eating, don't use your hands. You know, some people, you wipe your mouth with your hands. No, there's napkins here and all that, you know? So you don't think it's this person that will be embarrassed or alone. Also you yourself, as long as they know that you guys stay in one house, you pass through the same door. It's not only the person himself individually, you will be included in it. They might not be saying it there, but someone out there be like, yo, Francina stays with this other cousin of hers, and she's failing to at least teach the person here and there. Some things they don't even need to be mastered, just that moment. For poor they know. But you have that fear of they'll master more than what you know. So jealousy can also make one do such things.
Do you know that? Have you ever seen somebody with too much pride? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then when they walk in the room, they feel like everyone must stand because, yes, I'm boss madam, I walked in this room.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me. Everybody must respect me.
Mm-hmm.
But I... some people, yeah.
You know, the way you find people respecting the hustlers out there, like these memes that are selling, the street vendors, not only the memes, but the street vendors. You find someone that's working very hard, that's sweating. I find, like, there's this person that I know of, he respects those that are on the streets, like the street vendors, more than someone that works in an office under the air condition and all that.
You know because you can call a hustler at 12 o'clock to give you $100, but you can call somebody that is working within
AC.
But they don't have the money. They'll be like, wait, I have to go maybe cash loan.
And cash loan is someone that's hustling on the roadside. So, you know, those ones are more to be respected. You know, they are in the sun. They are burning from the sun. It's not easy. Today you get a customer. Tomorrow you don't get. A week pass by, you only got two or three. A week pass by, you got nothing at all. But at the end of the day, this person is sweating more than you. So,
are the type of people, ne? You know, most at funerals and weddings. They're the ones that are buying cows, a lot of alcohol for people to see now, and they earn respect them. But these people don't impress me.
Yes, we have exactly 4 minutes to the hour of 3 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to The Afternoon Breeze with the two Francinas and Tuli, and we'll be taking you until the hour of 3:30. You can join us in studio on 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion. Why it's very important to respect one another and the disrespect that why you find yourself being disrespected on. I know you guys are enjoying your Christmas parties now. You are busy having a braai stands out there and you are eating the goat and you guys are feel pity for the goats. I guess if there were humans, they would be like, you know, from January until November. Mm-hmm. Okay, also Easter Day and all that. Also, you find samples slaughtering goats and all that.
Mm.
Now, it's you. I know we are off the topic. Sorry, listeners, but it's just something that I just decided to, you know, put in between there. But now, if the humans let me not even think too much. I'll find myself going crazy on thinking too much about this. But I guess they get stressed. Like, yo guys, it's almost December. Mm. It's the chickens and it's goats. The goats and the cows because the wedding. But, so I think all the domestic animals, but, most but of them, apparently except the dogs.
The Christmas goat is pregnant.
but wouldn't it taste good though? If it's
wrong mindset.
But yes, I hope you guys are enjoying your goats.
Dear listeners, don't post other people's salads.
Apparently.
Don't post last year's goat. And enjoy, we are quickly taking a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Lipurane yelo wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite opoye ekukurile.
Mwana paleka ekufombinga lo ela landulako pamweno parates de tolundulukile komkalo elongifolo prepaid go sim tofutu kokulo enyala ke dole fela dike mokasim keshe omwakwate roshalishe gigabyte omlongo nanano ovo unana tango mito yoku recharge nokulimonena owawe data konda doiwaya tuwa pomodoropa toshininge fimbo keshe olove wapumbwa ila ulimoneno ka parates go sim koe menti kikeshe ololi lipo pepinave emango no malandula fano odo dino kulandurwa power your next chat stream call with Parades.
Always okay.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, welcome back, my beautiful listeners. It's 1 minute past three, and we have exactly 29 minutes to go. And for those that are only tuning in now, we are actually listening to the Afternoon Breeze with me, Francina Pavo, and my co-host, Boucher, Francina and Tuli. And for those that are, like, if you want to tune in with us and discuss with us, or you have something to add, you can always call us on 083-288-400. 0831-408-401. That's 083-288-401. So we are talking about respect and disrespect. Who deserves respect? What are the causes of disrespect? When to respect people? If you have something to say, please don't mind. Do call us and discuss with us also. And you can add, you can correct us also. Yeah. So, where were we?
Why do you find yourself being disrespected? So we touched on, okay, we didn't touch on the emotional, we actually touched on communication, boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I think those are the two that we were busy discussing on before we went for the commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we still proceed with why do you find yourself being disrespected? You know, we sometimes it's because of the things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said. I think in between there's a beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Your actions that the actions that you do or your actions towards the people or people from home or just anyone around you.
Mm-hmm.
So, your actions can prove to one that this is who you are really.
Mm.
Yes. So sometimes it's not, you have to consider how you behave, how you act in front of people. So, you need to consider where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you with? And, you know, some parents don't, or adults, let me not say parents, adults.
Mm.
You are at home.
Mm.
Like now it's Christmas Day. We are home. Everyone is at home. There's drinks all over. You know, there's a cooler box in front of you. You're having that in a lifetime with your family members, with your friends. You're under a tree or you're just home. You know, some they're under the trees having their braais. Some are home. Some are at the cooker shops. You know, everywhere it's Christmas Day to his day. So now there's kids at home.
Mm-hmm.
You have had now your alcohol and, you know, obviously you know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that even your friends or your family members are always telling you that, no, you should limit a bit because this is how you are. So you know yourself. You know that, hey, if I have a whole crate of beer, then it's not something good. This is how I am. I start insulting people, start doing unnecessary things or doing funny things.
Mm.
So you have your drinks and then you do your funny performances in front of the kids.
Mm.
So these kids, they see what you are doing. Okay. They ignore.
Mm.
First comes a wedding again. They see the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, Christmas, same thing. New Year's Eve, same thing. Easter weekend, same thing. You know, every event that's happening is just that one uncle or auntie that's always like this. So tomorrow the kids see you, they are greeting you while walking away. You know, most like in our culture, I don't know about other cultures, but as you are greeting a parent, you don't, or an adult, you don't walk while you are greeting. Obviously, you have to stand or you have to like, I don't know the word in English. Oh, kalonchonge, like bow or something like that. Or on your knees and greet them, right? And then you continue. So the other child will be greeting you. As they are greeting you, they are greeting you walking away. Is that respect?
No. Just start laughing at you.
And someone will greet you like, ah, me to greet and then popular shike, that drunkard.
Mm.
And even the kids in the street, tomorrow the kid is like, oh guys, auntie, who uncle, who beat me today? Ah. Yeah, she, you are letting her beat you. Or no, auntie, who uncle, who, let's go home, she's going to beat us, or he's going to beat you. I hear that one, that's what, you know, because of what you see. Now the other kids influence the other ones of, I hear that auntie that gets drunk, or the uncle, your cousin or nephew that gets drunk like that.
Mm-hmm.
Why should you, she won't do anything to you. You just tell her, yes.
Just wait for her to get
drunk. We just tell, yes, just mm-hmm. tell her nicely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of the things you do, the actions you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's those aunties that also, I'm sorry about this, but the aunties that are also some of them that are always finding themselves being disrespected because the things they say and do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's those aunties that gossip about people's kids.
Yeah.
you know, you have I know of an auntie that's in our street. She has two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
One is grade 8. She's, I think, now 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
14. And a 4-year-old one.
Mm-hmm.
And you find her, you're busy talking about other people's kids. No, she's always on the streets. She's always what. But she forgot that she also has daughters. Two daughters for you, that matter. And this person's child that she's talking about is someone that's grown. Someone that's adversity. Instead of you focusing on this one of yours that's still in high school, not even yet varsity, still in high school,
mm-hmm.
and you are busy focusing on someone that's about to finish their education, their studies, so they go do something worth for a living, you are focusing on this one. So she's the person that will be on the streets talking about other people's kids. So one day she was confronted. You know, and she was confronted in front of some people in the streets, just right in front of their house. A small child confronted her, and I was so embarrassed because that child was pointing her the finger in the lady's forehead, like on the lady's forehead, like you stop talking about me. You have two daughters. Your daughter is also always in the streets, busy kissing boys around and all such things. You know, and now it came to my mind that why is this child like? I was so much scared, even me that's grown, you know, I will not point my finger like that to an adult. Even if I don't know her, but I just know that she's my neighbor, she's on my street, and then you go point. She's a young child for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
A person that's in varsity, I think she's second year.
Mm.
But she's young, she's just 20.
Mm.
But you are pointing some, an adult. I know she's hurt because of what the lady has said about her in the streets. Yes. But, and also the lady had no right. But pointing a finger. She's not even pointing it from a distance. Her finger is touching the forehead. And I was so scared that lady might have, slapped her that moment. But she was just there quiet. Until the child said what she wanted to say and then she left off. And she was all the embarrassed. And I'm like, why, the reason why this child is doing this, it's because she has heard so many stories about this lady, and she has seen so many things this lady has been doing because of the way she also behaves when she has drank her alcohol. So obviously the child won't respect you. Even if they'll come and question you, they won't question you in a respectful manner, they'll just question you the way they feel like because of the behavior of what they see you doing in public and of your behavior. So you have to mind what you do, what you say in public or in front of the kids, because whatever happens in front of them, they'll put to mind, and in future or tomorrow or any day, they won't take you of someone that needs to be respected, because the things you are doing, it's just not right or good.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So it's 3:10. And for those that are just tuning in now, you are listening to The Afternoon Breeze with me, Francina Pavo, and Francina and Tuli. So, we are actually discussing about the respect and disrespect. Please, my beautiful listeners, join us. Engage with us. Teach us also what to do or how to earn respect from other people and not to be disrespected. So, if you want to engage with that, you can always call us on 083-288-401, 083-288-401. So, Mbushe, do you know that if you want to be respected, if you want other people to respect you, you also have to respect yourself. You don't expect other people to respect you when you don't even respect yourself.
Definitely, that's something very important that you have mentioned there.
Mm-hmm.
You really do need to respect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't respect yourself, like let me say for example the way you are dressed. Mm-hmm. Let me talk about ladies first.
Yeah, ladies.
As ladies, you are dressed something that's exposing your body.
Mm-hmm.
You are wearing something that's just meant for you. Yourself to see.
Apparently it's summer.
Yes. So now, yes, it's summer, but we sometimes have things, sometimes you want to say, what was the point of putting on that short skirt? Just wear a panty, just walk in a panty. Because someone is wearing a short and you can see the end of the buttocks.
Mm.
You see? Mm. And, yes. Mm-hmm. And, we are not judging here. We're just trying to explain the way sometimes you find yourself being disrespected. Mm-hmm. The dressing code sometimes. Uh-huh. So a man approach you, and then you think, you are looking, okay, you yourself, you see you are dressed, you are fine, you know that, yes. Mm-hmm. And a man approaches you, and you, your intentions of, you are looking for someone that's serious about you, serious to be with you.
Mm.
So you meet someone out there, they take you, you go out, you hang out, you start being in a relationship, you start dating. And then you'll be like, no, this guy, I met this guy, but he doesn't respect me. Sometimes people is dating you because of what they see, you know? How do you, the way you address attracts the type of men you are looking for sometimes. So the way you address is the type of guy you involve, you get, that will get attracted to you. So if you address in a way of, that's exposing most of your body parts, then obviously you find this funny guy is coming to you. Then you'll be like, I don't know why. I want someone that's serious about me. I want to be in a serious relationship. I want someone that loves and respects me. But every guy that comes my way is just those ones that don't respect me at all.
Mm-hmm.
But then you wonder now, why?
You know, but that one can say, me, but I'm not dressing for men. At least this is my body. I can dress it however I want. Not for men.
And then, but that's also how you also get respected. You know, when you are passing by and then people are whistling, they are saying, or no, saying like all that, funny comments.
I'm hot.
Yes, you are like saying, they are saying all sort of funny comments.
Mm-hmm.
Then you until you become uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's because of the way sometimes you are dressed, you know?
So apart from the way that you are dressed,
mm-hmm.
how can you also, what other ways can somebody also respect themselves? Tony, what do you think? Like, if somebody has to respect themselves apart now from the dressing code, what else?
Me, I think like we must treat people the way in the way that people will not feel bad, and then we must even have respect. We must give respect where it's needed. We must listen to people what people thought. We must not accuse them of something that they did not, that they have not done, or what.
Okay, so to add on your points, guys, like we said in the beginning, respecting yourself is also to set boundaries. Okay? You must like make rules for yourself and tell people off. Don't let them step on your head or on your toes. You must set boundaries for them to respect you. Because tomorrow they'll be like, yeah, that one, I can do what I want. But if you start setting boundaries and rules, they will know how to approach. Because some people, you know, have you ever met a person easily that can be easily approached? And they are those people that you are even scared to approach. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So yeah, and the other thing is surrounding yourself with positive vibes.
Mm-hmm.
If you are always like lame, you are down, you're like, oh, how am I going to survive in this world if I don't even have a job? What? The people who see a through past day to disrespect you and be like, ah, that one that is unemployed, ah, she must go. Yeah? So learn to set boundaries. Be positive, even though you don't know what tomorrow holds. Just be positive.
You know, the other thing also, again, on the reason why, sorry, I don't know, I've actually missed this one.
Mm.
When you the also the other thing that you find yourself being disrespected is because of, when you give second chances easily. Yes.
Uh-huh.
When you know this person has done something hurtful to you,
uh-huh.
and you know sometimes you just need to cool off, think about it, but that moment it happens, you are already giving a second chance.
Yeah.
This person will continue doing the same thing over and over because they know, Francina will just forgive me. She will just give me another chance.
Yeah.
So let me say, for example, now the cheating.
Mm-hmm.
the cheating has been going on. You found out, you forgive. Second time again, you found out, you forgive. Because you're like, it's the love of my life. I love him. We are from child, we are from high school and then varsity, and we are still standing. That's how relationships are. You obviously have to face challenges, here and there and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, because of that, now you keep on giving the chances.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously this person will be like, she will forgive me. So the person will continue because they feel like they'll be comfortable with whatever is happening because they know Kucha. No, Francine will give me the second chance again. Second chance, not third chance, to just be second chance to
they'll
them.
They'll be like, that one is
please
nice.
Give me a second chance. Mm-hmm. Please give me a second chance. You don't say third or fourth, no. Mm-hmm. Please give me a second chance.
Oh, this is the last time I'll never do it again. Then boom. It's Christmas. The person disappeared, coming back
in January, after when they need assistance of finance.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I lost the phone or what. Then you'll be like, I understand. There's no network also there,
yeah.
And it could be possible, and all that. So yeah, so that's one of the things that
The next thing you see is you are scrolling on TikTok, you are seeing a wedding, but you have been giving this person a second chance, and then they will still manipulate you and tell you, it's not me in the suit, it's my twin brother. But you know well he doesn't have a twin brother.
And also sometimes when they see that you are growing in life, when they see that you are becoming someone, you have changed, you now set the boundaries and all that, some people now react with disrespect, because they feel like they are left behind. You challenge their comfort zone, so many things, because now they know that
now you are glowing. Yes. Now you look better without you.
And also they prefer the old version of you. And you know, the growth triggers others' discomfort. So when all that is happening, it's something that will affect them. They'll know that this will affect us, because now people start saying like, oh, now she's glowing and all that, and look where we are. But we came a long way together and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly 19 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. So we are going for a short commercial break. We'll be right back and we'll come close off with what we have and round up what we had for you today.
Stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, beautiful listeners of Eagle FM, the time is 21 minutes past 3. And if you are just tuning in now, you are actually listening to The Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas and Tuli. And today we are actually just discussing the concept of respect and disrespect. How can I set boundaries? Who deserves respect? And please, guys, join us on our last minutes. So you correct us, teach us, call us on 0832-888-401, 0832-888-401. So, you guys, what, Tuli, you know, most there are those people, eh, that has been now, they want to get back on their feet because they feel like, now, this is not life. Everyone is now disrespecting me. Eh? Everyone is now disrespecting me. What can, if you have to give people, that person advice on how to get the respect back, what do you think they should do for them to gain their respect back? Do they need to go out there and get the money, chase the money for them to be rich, to be respected? Do they need to go back to school? What do you think, like, what do you think they should do?
I think they must just, you must just treat them in the way that they will not feel bad. And then you must give them some advices on how not to disrespect them.
Mm-hmm. Mbushe, there's quite an interesting question here that just popped in my mind now.
Yes.
You know, there are those people now, those people have been going through this, a lot of disrespect. Mm-hmm. And they actually want to get back on their feet and to gain the respect back. Ne? If mm-hmm. you have to give them advice on what they should do, what do you think they should do? Like, the person is unemployed, the person doesn't have kids, the mm-hmm. person doesn't... Should they go now get the girls and then impregnate them, or should they chase the money? What do you think they should do?
Now, to regain back their respect.
Mm-hmm.
You have to first respect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't respect yourself,
uh-huh.
then you won't attract people to respect you. If you don't respect what you do, what you speak, what you dress, whatever you do,
mm-hmm.
then they also won't respect you. Because how do you expect someone to respect you if you also don't respect yourself? So self-respect is one of the things.
Uh-huh.
One of the things, pardon me,
uh-huh.
that you need to do. Uh-huh. Start with yourself. Same thing as love. You have to first love yourself. You know?
Do you know, like, in this sense, ne? Let me say, as human beings, we have this thing of, like, that one doesn't give me anything. If I have to put it in my native, it will sound much better.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like, oh, okay, na share pengo.
Mm-hmm.
Ne? Now, to that person now that is going, it's not like the person has a choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's their current situation that is forcing them mm-hmm. not
to
give you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you advise them to go get a job, go back to school? Because education doesn't end, huh?
There's so many things one can do
mm-hmm.
in terms of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes now, if you assist them financially,
mm-hmm.
it might not go well. But obviously, a business has to fail sometimes.
Mm.
So, obviously, you have to figure out, what does this person love doing?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you love doing something, you won't give up. You will push very hard to be or to wait for a good outcome. So if you know that you can buy for this person meat or just to buy, or this person is good at cooking, start buying for them chickens, so live chickens. Start selling live chickens, the cooked ones. Or if there's a course that you know that this course it's worth it, mm-hmm. you give them the chance to go to, you know, there's just you know, just for them to keep themselves busy and to do something that's mm-hmm. that's worth it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so many things one can do to help this person or to assist this person. Because sometimes now you are saying can I share penge and what's or not.
Mm-hmm.
But then the person, you don't know what they are going through. You don't know where they are standing. There's so many things going on in their lives. There's so many people that they are assisting, but you don't know. So I don't know, maybe people always expect one to be saying, no, look, maybe print the whole SMSs or whatever the information from their phones mm-hmm. to display to everyone to say that, no, Francine is really going through the most. She's paying for Wu's education. She's doing this and that and that and all that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so we have,
we have
Three minutes.
I have one important question. Mm-hmm. The question of the day.
Mm-hmm.
The question of the day is, can you earn the respect that you lost back?
Can you?
Can you earn? You lost the respect before.
Mm-hmm.
Can you? Will you be able to earn the respect back as a person?
It depends on how. How did you lose the respect?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you are respected because of what you do.
Mm.
You know? Like, no, she's a hustler. But then you're just stealing. You're busy stealing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say, for example, you're given a business, a family business.
Mm.
Maybe let me say it's a farm.
Mm-hmm.
So you were left to run that farm
mm-hmm.
by your uncle or auntie.
Yeah.
And you are trusted so much. You know, like the uncle has observed for the past 2-3 years,
mm-hmm.
the cows and the goats have been delivering so well. They've been birthing so well. So you know how to take care of them. You know, you are feeding them well and you are making sure that they get a chance to go drink water and everything. So the number have been rising of the cattle and the goats and all that.
Mm.
So because of that, you'll be like, no, let me give her, give her a portion of the business because she's doing well or he's doing well.
Yeah.
Things go well. And then because now you have a big heart, you now got the chance of knowing money and everything, you start selling behind your uncle's back or your aunt's back.
No,
you are so much respected by everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone respects you because of what you do and what you are doing. Mm-hmm. And also now some, you know, there's also those close friends and families that they, let me bring my cows to your farm because the person taking care of your cows is very, doing very good. Mm-hmm. The cows, they come, they multiply. And then also as they are multiplying, these friends, close friends and these family members, now they also like, no, she's doing, you know, people are praising you. Wherever you are going, you are being praised. Even if you come in public to with that certain uncle of yours, no, this my daughter or my son or my friend or my niece, nephew, and also this is the James or this is the Francina that you've been telling about, taking good care of your animals. Yes. No, she's doing a really good job.
Mm.
And then after 5-10 years, you hear, oh, how is the business going? Huh? I lost all the kettles. Now I only have 10 kettles left. Mm. They'll be disappointed. Like, what happened? They're like, no, I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because you started now selling the kettles behind the person's back, slaughter. You know, a lion ate up 2 of them, a snake bit 5 of them. You know, keep on lying and then you do whatever kind of plans you are trying to outsmart the person. Mm-hmm. And then from there, now you are now stranded again. You don't care because you have all the money because you've been getting, you've been saving aside. Now you're like, let me start now my business. You start your business. Things don't go well, you go back to square one. You went back to square one, now you want to go, you have to now humble yourself again to go back to that uncle to help you. Then they'll be like, mm-mm. Or they'll give you a chance, but they won't give you the position that you had. You won't even have the respect because of what you did. They'll be like, ah, that's when they did what. Mm-mm. So even no matter how you, like, no, I have changed, guys, I'm gonna be someone else, I'm gonna be a different person.
Mm-hmm.
They won't respect you the way they used to because that trust that they had so much, that respect they had for you so much has faded away because of what you have done.
Mm-hmm.
And I see we have come to the end, so mm-hmm. I think we need to close off.
Let me. Our last words. My last word is respect is reciprocal.
Mm-hmm.
In order for people to respect you, you must also respect them, respect
back.
Your own,
mm-hmm.
respect yourself, and just love one another, man.
Yes, so like Francina has said, don't expect to be respected if you're not respecting anyone.
Mm-hmm.
This sorry guys, so this cough just said to come while I'm closing off, but yes, let's respect each other.
Yeah.
Respect yourself first if you want to earn that respect.
Mm-hmm.
And respect no matter whether the person is older, younger, poor or rich, no matter what form or whoever, no matter how form they are, or the whatever form they are, the human form, whatever it is, let's respect one another.
Yeah.
Guys, it's December. We come across different people in weddings, at home, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, we come across different people. Let's respect them, regardless of what they do, yes.
They must leave the mentality of American rich uncle. Everyone
deserves
respect.
Everyone deserves the respect.
Yeah.
So, you might not respect this person now, but in the future you find yourself, this person is your boss. Now, will you respect this person because it's a person is a boss?
Or you actually just need their help. They yes. are the only ones that can help you, but because...
In terms of maybe your tire has, you got stuck in the mud, your tire has flattened and all that, obviously you need their help. And this is the only person that you used to disrespect that can help you. So let's show respect, let's love one another, let's enjoy our Christmas day, let's be home.
Invite each other to Christmas also.
Yes. So I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves, and let's not overdo it, and let's not do something that I wouldn't do. Mm-hmm. And let's show the love, the respect, and let's enjoy the day, you know. Mm-hmm. So from me, Francina, it's a goodbye. Enjoy your Christmas day. We shall meet again tomorrow, Family's Day again. Mm-hmm. Same time, same place, and that's of course the Eagle FM number one talk radio station.
Adios. From me, Francina Pavo, enjoy your Christmas. Invite me if you have a goat. I love you all. Keep listening to Eagle FM. We love you.
From me, Tuli, enjoy your Christmas.
Adios.